Tavistock scandal. Foreign Health Service was warned about unsafe child transgenderism clinic in 2019. By Peter Cattle on August 8, 2022. A Foreign Health Service was warned that the UK's now infamous child transgenderism clinic at Tavistock was unsafe back in 2019. Ireland's Socialised Healthcare Service, the HSE, was warned back in 2019 that children were being exposed to unsafe practices by the UK government's Tavistock Child Transgenderism Clinic. The revelation comes shortly after UK officials announced they were shutting the service down due to a report finding that the clinic was not a safe or viable long-term option. According to a report by the Irish Independent, these findings mirror the opinions of some Irish medical experts, who expressed their concern about the NHS clinic, which the Irish State Service frequently offloaded children to, all the way back in 2019. Documents seen by the publication reportedly claim that at a meeting held on March 20, 2019, medics discussed the unsafe service Tavistock was providing at a children's hospital in Dublin. With one medic present at the meeting, Dr. Paul Moran of Ireland's National Gender Service, claiming that he and other doctors recommended that the use of the clinic should be terminated with immediate effect. In particular, Dr. Moran argued that while Ireland's adult service was developed with psychiatry as its central component, the UK children's service favoured a non-psychiatry model that did not sufficiently question children. The psychiatrist has since written to a senior member of the health service following the British investigation into the service, describing it as a watershed moment in the scandal. Speaking to the Irish Independent, Dr. Moran described his experience of dealing with adults who had been through Tavistock as children, saying that the adult National Gender Service would sometimes have to work to help those left in a heap by the UK clinic. There was this total focus on blockers and hormones, but the bigger problems that were pressing in their lives were ignored, he told the publication. By the time they got to us, they were often a couple of years sitting in their rooms self-harming. Tavistock had a very narrow approach, because they didn't have the clinical skill or the mix of professions. They become a very ideologically driven service. He also claimed, saying that he now expects a significant number of children who attended the clinic to end up regretting transitioning. Dr. Moran also noted a rapid increase in the number of children with autism presenting to specialists as transgender, rising from around 20% of cases 5 years ago to as many as 90% of cases today, according to the expert. While the National Gender Service psychiatrist is now pushing for the HSE to integrate children suffering with gender dysphoria into a unified psychiatric-based service with adults, Dr. Moran appears to believe that Ireland's medical service is likely to make similar mistakes in regards to the treatment of children in the future, with the medic saying that there is a significant ideological component to treatment policy. To make matters worse, the HSE will even reportedly continue to use Tavistock to treat children experiencing problems with their gender seemingly up until it is closed down by the British government, with it being announced that the health service will keep sending minors to the clinic in 2023 despite it being officially described as unsafe. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.